Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo on time is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. We are going back to an oldie but a goodie. It's a classic one. I think this weekend fits the top five most likely back page headlines we wake up to on Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
All right. I'm going to dig into my headline writing, and here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Got a lot to choose from.
How I Met October. Mets hang on and clinch wild card berth.
That's fifth?
Yeah.
That's great. A good one.
Thank you.
Well, it's a great headline, but he's making it the fifth likeliest thing to happen.
Well, that's because he doesn't believe it's going to happen.
I understand.
Let the list play out.
If
give
you
it a little
remember from an hour and a half ago. Just rewind.
That's right.
I think that was like 20 minutes ago, dude.
Was it?
I don't know. I
wrote down the times. Hold on one second. Our predictions for how this weekend would go?
4:13.
I think it was. Was it 4:13? I think I actually lost it. Where's my prediction?
It was 4:13 because I pulled it in podcast.
Oh, you already got it?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, keep going.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Bird bath. Yankees clinch AL East after sweep of Orioles and Jays loss. Mm.
I wonder, as important as winning the American League East is.
All the birds, they faltered. Oh, I got it.
Thank you.
Very good headline.
Yeah,
I wonder.
These are two really good ones, dude.
I wonder if the Yankees are capable of getting the back page with Jackson Dart's debut and the pending Met collapse or survival. Like, AL East is important, don't get me wrong. I don't know if that jumps ahead of whatever happens to the Mets and Jackson Dart.
If they sweep in the number one seed, and no matter what happens with Jackson Dart, it's going to be the story.
Yeah, I think the Yankees are a story this weekend. I think they're third, in my opinion.
Okay. Here we go.
Number three.
Bullseye. Jackson Dart on target as Giants win rookie's debut.
All right,
here we go.
Number two.
Jackson Hole. Giants offense sputters again as rookie struggles.
All right.
And last but not least.
Number one.
Gone fishing. Marlins eliminate Mets from playoffs to complete the collapse.
I like the two Met ones the best.
Of course.
The last one was awesome.
So I wrote this down. Good Mets was five. Good Yankees was four. Good Giants was three. Bad Giants was two. Bad Mets was one. The only thing that some people are going to have an issue with, not me, of course, what about this Ryder Cup? That has no chance to get the back page.
I thought about putting ride or die, but I couldn't figure out what fits.
All right. Yeah. So you're saying the most likeliest outcome from the weekend is the Mets collapsing and Jackson Dart and the Giant offense being bad?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I think odds. Also, wouldn't common sense tell you that?
No, I get you. Well, let's take a walk down memory lane because I was so curious to look at this, and I'm curious how much of this you guys remember. I looked at the last six highly projected New York, so I only care about the Jets and Giants, football quarterback prospects and how they did in their first NFL start. The guys I'm talking about, of course, Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold. Geno is the only second-round pick I included. I figured we could include him. He was highly regarded.
Right.
Mark Sanchez and Eli Manning. I have all of their numbers.
Wow, we've only had two in that time span.
That's right. You had two, the Jets had four. That's right. This is your third, though, so you're catching up. And obviously, Eli was 04, Sanchez was 9, Geno was 2013, Sam was 2018, Zach was 2021, Daniel Jones was 2019. Do you remember how each of these guys played?
I mean, obviously, I remember how Eli played.
Do you? What happened that day?
He was 10 for something.
Interesting. 17 for 37.
Yeah,
keep going.
Like that.
How many yards did he throw for?
150.
That's not bad. 161.
Mm-hmm.
How many touchdowns did he throw?
None.
That's disrespectful. He threw one.
Oh, did he?
To Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, there you go.
And you know what? You got it ready? I wonder how much Tiki knows about what Tiki did in that game. I'm curious. So let's play a brand new edition of How Much Does Tiki Know About Tiki?
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
Good pull there, Tommy. How'd you do?
Who are we playing?
You don't know?
Oh, no. I know.
Sean, who are they playing?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Correct.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
I have no recollection.
That meant that much to you?
I'm going to say I had 24 carries for 90 yards or something.
You sure change yourself. 21 carries, mm-hmm. 107 yards.
Ah, there we go.
I was going through the game log. Dude, I got some major issues with your head coach and your OC. Who's the OC that year in 04? That wasn't Kevin Gilbride.
No, that was Jim Huffnagel.
Dude, they got away from you way too much, bro.
Well, just go look at the Jaguars game before he got relieved of his duties when Eli threw the ball 41 times.
Yeah.
And me and Brandon Jacobs had 14 carries.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, they didn't feed you enough, man. I'm not trying to get you all hot and bothered, but so you guys were losing 14-0. Uh-huh. Eli was terrible. He scored, really, you kind of led the drive. They scored on the first drive of the third quarter on a touchdown pass that Eli Manning threw to...
Jeremy Shockey.
Good job.
You already told us.
Oh, I did, sorry.
Yeah.
And then the Giants lost 14-10. So Eli Manning's performance in his NFL debut led to a loss. And it's kind of funny because Mark Sanchez won. Geno Smith won. Sam Darnold won. Daniel Jones
One against Tampa, right?
That's right.
That's the run-in.
Zach Wilson and Eli Manning.
I called that game with Rondé.
Yeah, you remember that one. Zach Wilson and Eli Manning were the two people that lost. Eli Manning had a terrible debut. I mean, just the numbers were bad. In fact, of all of the young players I mentioned, he had the worst quarterback rating. He was the only one to throw multiple interceptions. No one else did. He sucked. And by the way, best of the group by far, obviously.
I actually think the two most memorable ones are probably Darnold and Jones because it started off so bad and the comebacks happened after that.
All right, go ahead. What do you remember about Sam Darnold?
He throws the pick on Monday night in Detroit.
Correct.
You're thinking it's going to be an avalanche, and don't they from the second quarter on just kind of figure it out and roll?
They win 48-17.
Wow.
Here are Sam's final numbers. You ready? NFL debut.
This is after starting with an interception.
This is starting with not just an interception, a pick six. Mm. Yeah. Monday Night Football. How about that? 16 for 21 for 198 yards, two touchdowns and a pick, a quarterback rating of 116.8.
Who was the running back?
In 2018.
Was that Thomas Jones yet?
No.
Sean Green?
No. I don't remember. It wasn't Le'Veon at that point.
No.
I think they got him 1 year later. The lead back that year. You ready?
Oh, wow.
Dude, I'm not embarrassed I didn't remember. Isaiah Crowell was their leading rusher for 685 yards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That year.
I don't even remember.
How about the two leading receivers for each team in that game?
Who?
Quincy Enunwa for the Jets.
He was good, man, before he got hurt.
And for the Lions, Kenny Golladay.
Yeah, well, he was good.
He was.
On the ground that night, Isaiah Crowell, 10 carries, 102 yards, and two touchdowns.
So they did it on the ground.
They did. And Bilal Powell, 12 carries for 60 yards. So they ran for like 180 yards, but Sam played well. In fact, of all the young quarterbacks that we're talking about, Sam Darnold had the highest quarterback rating of anyone in their NFL debut. Now let's get to the guy who had the second highest quarterback rating in his NFL debut amongst the young quarterbacks.
Daniel Jones.
That would be Daniel Jones. What do you remember about that game?
I believe they trailed this game by like 20 points at halftime, and they came out of the half and hit a big play to Evan Ingram. And they just, the wheels started to turn, and he ran in the game-winning touchdown, and they won 35-34.
32-31. Forget the
quarterback. Wow, it was that close.
Yeah. I think they won on a game-winning field goal, didn't they?
I thought they won on the touchdown by Daniel Jones.
Oh, did they? Look that up then. Okay. So Daniel Jones, I thought statistically, had the best of anybody, even though his QB rating wasn't as high as Sam. It shows you how unfair that is. Listen to these numbers. And I want you guys to imagine if Jackson puts up these numbers on Sunday. You guys will freak out. 23 for 36. 336 yards.
Wow.
Two touchdowns.
That's how he got the Danny Dimes name.
No kidding. Two touchdowns, zero interceptions. Not done yet. Four carries for 28 yards, two more touchdowns. Four touchdowns, no interceptions. There was one negative I haven't said yet.
Yeah.
Two fumbles lost.
Yeah, that was the big deal with Daniel early in his career. It wasn't the interceptions, but the turnovers by fumbling were humongous. By the way, that sounds a lot. The numbers are down, but it sounds exactly like his stat lines with the Indianapolis Colts.
Minus the fumbles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But throws a couple of touchdowns. He's got four rushing touchdowns already.
Yeah.
In three games with the Colts. So it's just utilizing him the right way.
Daniel Jones, of all the young guys in the last two decades, Sanchez, Eli, Geno, Sam, Zach, Daniel Jones, to me, far and away, had the best debut. One, and then those numbers. As far as the rest of the guys were concerned, Zach Wilson was 20 for 37 for 258 yards, two touchdowns and a pick, a QB rating of 82.9. They lost 19-14 to Sam Darnold. Geno Smith put up some decent numbers, 24 for 38 for 256 yards, a pick, a touchdown, and he rushed for 47 yards. They won the game 18-17. And Mark Sanchez, I'll never forget this one either. It was in Houston. They won 24-7, 18 for 31 for 272 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Hmm. The moral of this story is what we see on Sunday means nothing. Because Eli was the worst of the group by far.
And he had the best career.
Yes.
But Daniel Jones had a decent year that year.
Daniel had a decent year that year. And in fairness to Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold, who are on this list, who both had really good debuts, they are both now having good NFL careers. Unfortunately, it didn't happen with us. I mean, look at Sam. Look at Sam's record in his last like 19 starts in the NFL. It's kind of crazy.
It is.
So Sam and Daniel are bad names for us as Jets and Giants fans because ultimately it didn't work out. But in terms of still playing and being successful, it's not too bad.
Geno as well. at least in his Seattle iteration.
No, you're right. Geno, too. I mean, three of the guys are surviving elsewhere. Mm-hmm.
So you think Jackson Dark, good career with the Raiders down the line? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think that's the moral of the story. I think the moral of the story is the worse he is.
You'd be so annoyed if that happened.
Of course I'd be. That would be my maybe the final death blow to me.
You're right.
Well, but you're not annoyed that Daniel's having success.
Because he was done with Daniel.
Oh.
First of all,
you'll be done with Jackson Dart if you ever move on from him.
Because here's the truth. I think the last Daniel Jones defender left from the fan base. So I paid my dues with that. He's turning into a pumpkin. Let's be real.
Daniel Jones?
He will turn into a pumpkin this year.
I don't know if he is, man.
I don't know. That offense Shane runs is very, it's easy. It's QB friendly.
But Teak, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Sam last year.
Oh, where you have a good coordinator, yeah. you have a really good offensive line, and you have a run game. So it just helps things a ton.
And I think that what you need to do, and it's what I did with Sam, is you just accept it. Like, yeah, you could be pissed off at the guys here that didn't help it work, specifically the roster construction and all that, but you were done with him, right? So
yeah.
I don't think you should just look at him and say, he's going to turn into a pumpkin.
No.
Sam did turn into a pumpkin, but at the very end. Like week yeah. seven. Well, now, is that what you're saying with DJ?
Wasn't he hurt?
Nah, he also played terrible.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely did, but he was hurt, I think.
I just think as the season goes on, we're acting like Daniel Jones always stunk here. It was why he stuck around for 6 years and we had so many people arguing. He had really good moments and really good time. So I just believe the Daniel Jones, you're going to see the full Daniel Jones experience by the end of the year.
I don't know if that's the case when you have better coaching and better talent around you. I don't know if that's the case. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And what you can do, if you want to be honest, is just admit that this is bothering you, and that's why you're saying what you're saying.
Tiki's
being honest. I'm being honest. Right. We're taking the emotions out on what we're seeing from him. You don't want him to succeed. It bothers you as the last DJ defender.
Yeah, do you want him to succeed?
I actually think it would be fine. I have nothing against him. I just don't believe. I think ultimately time will tell that Daniel Jones is who he is. That's all. I don't think that's an outrageous take. It makes me a hater.
No, it's fine. You are who you are. And I mean, we love you for that, Sean.
The team 2 weeks ago didn't even trust him to get in the field goal range. It was setting for a 60-yard field goal. No.
They're 3-0.
Exactly.
And they're going to play the Rams this
weekend.
That's right. It's all working. We'll come back with your calls, 888-808-1019. We'll make our NFL picks this hour. Before we make fun of him, let me just remind you, I think Stephen A. Smith is wonderful. But there's certain things he doesn't know much about, one of which is baseball. So I was watching him, I think it was this morning, I watched it on YouTube, and I was really watching Chris Mad Dog Russo, of course, a legend, former WFAN icon, and Dog is on ESPN a lot, and they were talking about the Mets. And I was like, I'm curious what my man Doggy's saying about the Metsies. Stephen A. Smith offered his opinion. So I want everyone to play this game at home. It's called Count the Time Stephen A. Smith Showed Us He Doesn't Watch Baseball. Okay. So play it on your own, and then we'll count it up at the end. Anytime you hear something, because sometimes you talk to somebody and they say, like, points for baseball. Mm. Like, you just know. Okay, they don't watch. Right. Or they put the lower score ahead of the higher score. Like, not to be mean, but, you know, okay, probably doesn't watch baseball. And you're familiar with this because you're new to baseball. Well, relatively new. You've watched baseball for, like, 15 years now, but you've even admitted, like, I wasn't watching it when I was playing.
No.
So you understand how difficult this sport can be to learn.
Of course.
So you ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
Count the amount of times Stephen A. Smith shows you in one small segment he does not know a thing about baseball.
At least when I look at the Mets, I say, damn, the Dodgers are in that conference. The Padres are in that conference. Milwaukee is in that conference. The Phillies with Schwarber, they are in that conference. And we know they've had some problem with their pitching, which means they overworked their bullpen. But you see young guys like McLean and Spout and Tong.
So I got four references to conferences.
Right, and he got the Phillies wrong because they're actually in the division.
Right, he could have thrown that in there. And then he called yesterday's stud McLean, and tonight's starter is Spout.
I'm shocked he didn't go tongue to complete the whole thing.
Yeah, it was amazing he got that one right. That was the one saving grace.
That was easy.
Good job. I got to commend Stephen A. because I find him very entertaining. And this was impressive, almost to the point where he did it on purpose.
Mm.
Where he's like,
you think no way.
Blink twice if you need to be saved. It's almost like, God, man, I got to talk baseball on first take. What am I doing? I'm going to show everyone that I need to get out of this.
Yeah. Why was he talking baseball?
I think.
Because Dog was there?
I guess because, like, the way
they never talk baseball.
Maybe because it's the final weekend of the year. Mm. And it's like, sexy thing. What's a bigger collapse? The Tigers or the Mets? Who's the MVP, Cal Raleigh or Aaron Judge? Still fighting with people on social media about
that. And if you don't know, you don't. If you don't follow the sport, it's impossible to have that conversation.
Yes.
Impossible.
No, I agree with you. This is why I think Stephen A. Smith did all of that on purpose. He said, I am going to screw up as much as humanly possible.
So that they never ask me to do this again.
Correct. It's part of why he's going to be the next president of the United States.
Yes.
Let's go to Rob calling from Westchester. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. How are you? I got like a three-part question here.
Go.
First, if you guys had a pick right now, without knowing who's in the playoffs, who would you pick? Baseball.
Like to get to the World Series? Yeah. Is that the question?
Well, to win the World Series. How about that?
Well, I'm going to stick with my preseason prediction, which was a rematch, but the Yankees win.
Yeah, he had Yankees-Dodgers. My preseason prediction is already eliminated. I had Braves-Rangers.
Yeah.
I think, like, honestly, I'm gonna close my eyes, Rob, and just tell you, like, who do I look at and say, boy, they are dangerous. Boy, I think teams are going to have a tough time beating them. And I hate to give the honest answer, but I would say it's the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yankees-Phillies?
Really?
Yeah.
I would say more Dodgers, but the Dodgers aren't hitting. So, I mean, look, I think this year's parity is shining through. I think anybody could win this.
Rob, anybody can.
Yeah.
That's why I want to be in the tournament so badly, despite all the flaws that the Mets have, despite all the mean things I've said about the Mets, how they've been bad since June, they don't have a rotation. Like, all that's true, but it is so wide open that if you get into this tournament, dude, the Reds can go to the World Series. Why not? They got good starting pitching. Right. So, I say the Phillies only because I close my eyes and I say, all right, bullpen, rotation, lineup, who's the best?
Right.
And they have an elite-level closer. They have a couple of top-line starting pitchers. When you look at the years that Christopher Sanchez has had and Ranger Suarez, like, they're dangerous. And, of course, their lineup. I mean, they got a lot of guys that scare you. So I hope I'm wrong because I don't want to live in that world. But, yeah, if I close my eyes, it's probably the Phillies.
Why do you look so disgusted? I got to stick with what I said.
Why are you so disgusted at me?
I understand what you're doing, and you're probably right.
We're doing anything. The guy asked me a question.
I have Philly angst, and I just, the idea that these people could have two parades in one year, it just, maybe I'm the outlier in New York. It disgusts me to no end that we started this year with two hype baseball teams, watched the Eagles win a Super Bowl, and could end it with the Phillies winning the World Series. Well, it just, as a fan, sucks.
Yeah, but is the Philly baseball fan the same?
Yes.
There's enough crossover. Yeah,
but the Philly basketball fan is not the same as the Philly football fan.
No, I think they're all the same. I think they just act differently.
Yeah.
But
when they get their wings, you know what I mean?
Ask yourself this, and I'm not a believer that this matters because you just get hot at the right time. You're more of a believer of, hey, this team's better than that team. Who's the best team in the National League? I mean, just honestly, if you had to answer it, who's the best team in the National League?
I still think it's the Dodgers.
You still think so?
I
despite
do.
Them having to use starting pitchers in their bullpen
I
for
do.
The postseason?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think the Phillies are better.
I think their roster is better, but I don't think they're the better team right now. The Dodgers, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I agree with you, so I'm even being full and guilty to who's the better team. Looking at paper, and I still say the Dodgers, to me, are going to be the toughest out.
Yeah, the Dodgers on paper make all the sense in the world, but they've struggled from start to finish.
Yeah. It's not even about the record or where they are, because obviously, look, if we can just be lazy about it and say, well, the Phillies have a better record or the Brewers have a better record. I'm looking at the talent on that team. It's why I've said consistently to you, I think the Yankees are the best team in the American League. I don't care if the Blue Jays win the division or not.
Right.
In my opinion, the Yankees are the best team in the American League. I think the Phillies are the best team in the National League.
Are we all discounting the Brewers too much, though?
I'm not discounting them. I don't think they're as good as the Phillies. Right. It's not about discounting. It's who's better. In my opinion, the answer is the Phillies. Now, luckily, doesn't mean anything.
They haven't had to be hot because they had such a massive lead. They just kind of coasted.
Who are we talking about, the Phillies or the Brewers?
The Brewers.
Yeah. Yeah, the lead never got that close over the last few months.
But when they got hot, it wasn't like they got hot at the beginning of the year. It was like the end of May, wasn't it?
Who, Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Well, I think every team's kind of like that. No one has been consistently good this entire season.
Right. They don't have a really bad starting pitcher either.
No. So. Chris in Manhattan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys, before I get to the Mets, Cheeky, on your Phillies fan comment, the famous Mike Smith said years ago, and he was an icon there, you know what Philly fans do when the game gets rained out? They go to the airport and boo Bed Landing.
I like that
was his quote, so that'll tell you all you need to know. So, guys, I'm hunkering down for the weekend. As a lifelong Mets fan whose birthday is a couple days, having your birthday at the end of the season as a Mets fan, it can suck sometimes really bad. So I've had to live with that most of my life. But just two things quickly, as you spoke about. You know, Evan and Tiki, the one thing I feel like in the last couple of days is we've actually seen the bullpen pitch a lot better. So that, I think, is going to be a huge key for these next couple games.
Their bullpen has been awesome. And think about some of the guys that are stepping up. Like Brooks Raley's been great. He's been great since he's been activated from the Tommy John injury. Tyler Rogers hasn't been great, but he's okay.
He is who he is, and I think he's doing what he was kind of brought here to do.
But Ryan Stanek and Ryan Helsley are two of the guys you look at and say, whoa, maybe they got something. And they're two guys that have been good before. Like, that's the thing about Stanek and Helsley. They just, in Helsley's case, was terrible after the trade. He's now put together, if I'm not mistaken, six consecutive scoreless outings. There's something there.
Right.
I'm not saying I fully trust him. I'm just saying he's pitching well. And Ryan Stanek has gotten some big outs. And they're going to need it. Because over the weekend, the Mets are going to need a lot from their bullpen. Now it's time to make our NFL picks, which we do every single Friday right around this time. And our picks are presented by the Cash App. Last night, we all picked the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday Night Football. They did cover the number of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Of a point and a half. So victories all around. Tiki Barber now has a record of 13-4. I have a record of 9-7-1. Lugi has a record of 8-9. And Sean has a record of 5-12. Let's make our picks for week 4 in the NFL. And I'll shake it up a little bit. I always seem to go first. So, Sean Morash, with your last place record, why don't you lead it off?
All right, I'm laying one off the glass for my out-of-market game number one. I don't care how big a spread it is. The Buffalo Bills at home are laying 15.5 versus the New Orleans Saints. This is a bloodbath waiting to happen. I think Buffalo off that extended break on Thursday night. I know it's a big number. They're going to win this game by 20-plus points. I'm laying the 15.5 here at Buffalo, game number one. Game number two. Oh, that's right. I get two non-local games because the Jets are Monday night, right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to wing this one on the fly here.
You weren't prepared?
In the back of my mind, I was picking the Jets-Dolphin game, but that's fine because I have my other game I broke the tie with.
Wow.
I'm taking the Rams lane 3.5 at home versus the Indianapolis Colts. This magic carpet ride comes to a screeching halt this week in Los Angeles versus a Rams team that's really pissed off after the way they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. Rams at home, laying 3.5. As far as the Jackson Dart game, you might as well take lipstick and write sucker across my forehead. Because I woke up Monday as dejected as I could be, as apathetic as I could be, and then the Jackson Dart news happened. I don't know what he's going to be in his career. I don't know what the rest of this year is going to be like. But I kind of feel like we're getting a Browns-Packers moment a week, like we saw a week ago here with the Giants and Chargers. The entire betting public, it's the most bet side, is the Chargers laying 6.5 here. How could it be that easy? It's not. Jackson Dart gets the Giants going. And has anybody paid attention to the Chargers' offensive line issues and the injuries they have? Why did we bring this pass rush here? I think they get after Justin Herbert. And I think Jackson Dart wins this game late 23-20 outright. So I'll take the Giants with the points.
How about that? Tiki Barber.
So I'm not doing any of the logos, obviously, because I never called the Giants. Because I'm calling the Giants pre and post, obviously, right here on WFAN at 11 o'clock Eastern time. So I'm going to go with the Browns and the Lions. At the Lions. Look, the Browns got, let's call it lucky, because the Packers, this is the one game I lost last week, were asleep at the wheel for some damn reason. Frustrating, especially when you lose a bet that way. But the Lions are dominant. We saw them against the Baltimore Ravens. They can run the ball against anybody. Jahmyr Gibbs, who's the other running back? I'm forgetting his name off the top of my head. But they are dominant on the ground. And I think with their run game and their pass game, they have the ability to bludgeon anybody. This is a somewhat big number at 9.5, but give me the Lions laying 9.5 hosting the Browns. That's probably the easiest one of the weekend, to be honest with you. David Montgomery is the other running back.
What's the line you got? 8.5?
9.5.
9.5. Gotcha.
Now, Sean, sorry, got to go directly against you.
Okay.
The Indianapolis Colts and Daniel Jones going to Los Angeles. I had to look and see how well did they play on the road in Miami. Like, maybe it's just because it was Miami, but they destroyed them. Maybe it was an indoor thing with Indiana Jones. I was going to call him Danny Dimes, but he's not that anymore. Indiana Jones and this Colts team. It's really because their run game is dominant. They have a great offensive line, and they have receivers all around. Alec Pierce is probably one of the best deep threats in football. Obviously, Michael Pittman is there as well. And I think Daniel Jones is playing clean football. Now, the Rams have Puka Nacua, who just gets targeted like you couldn't believe. He's leading the league in targets by 6 or 7, and it's only 3 games. But I think they're a little bit flawed. And Matt Stafford's getting a little bit older. The Colts are supposed to lose this game. Give me the 3.5. This feels, if they do lose, it's a field goal type game, and they might win it outright. So the Rams plus 3.5. And then lastly, the Panthers. Traveling to New England. Everybody loves the Patriots. Everybody loves what they're doing. The Panthers destroyed the Atlanta Falcons last weekend. 30-0. I don't know what Dave Canales is doing. Probably not that much. But I like the fact that this Panthers team, who has been counted out for years, is finally starting to figure things out. And it might just because they keep things simple. I know the Patriots are a good squad, but I'm going to go with the Panthers here. This one's kind of a gut feeling. Getting 5.5. So Panthers plus 5.5. Up in New England on the road. So 2 road dogs I'm going to take. Panthers plus 5.5, Colts plus 3.5, and then the Lions just take care of business against the Browns, hosting them minus 9.5.
Let me start with what I think is, besides our own Jackson Dart interests, the game of the day. The game of the weekend, in my opinion. And that's the Kansas City Chiefs against the Baltimore Ravens. So I look at it this way. Someone's walking out of this game at 1-3. Now, they'll be fine. I think whoever loses this game will survive. We'll make the playoffs anyway. But in the early going, there's going to be panic around whatever team loses this game. And to me, the Kansas City Chiefs, despite how kind of average it looked at times, I think they're back. And I think that they are going to take their victory over the Giants and buoy it into a more impressive victory against a Raven team that's really good at finding ways to lose. In fact, that's the differences between these two teams. The Chiefs will do it ugly, and they'll find a way to win. The Ravens will actually do it pretty sexily, and they'll find a way to lose. And I'm getting points. So in game number one, and what I think is clearly the most appealing game of the weekend, I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs getting the 2.5 against the Baltimore Ravens. That is game number one. Game number two, A decision needs to be made over the weekend. Big decision. Are the Houston Texans going to allow their season to spiral out of control? Or are the Houston Texans going to wake the F up? And I'm on the side that they are going to wake up. They're not only going to defeat the Tennessee Titans, but it's a big number. It's 7.5, and I understand why. The Titans stink. Have you watched them the first 3 weeks of the season? They've given about 75 points the last 2 weeks. And you know who could use that? The Texans and their 32nd ranked offense. I think this is the get-right game that D'Amico Ryans needs, that C.J. Stroud needs. So I'm taking the Texans, laying the 7.5 against the Tennessee Titans. Now let's get to the main event for New York. The thing about making picks is that you have a gut feeling sometimes as early as a Monday. And then as the week goes on, you're even more emboldened in the way you felt. Earlier in the week, when the Giants made the decision to go to Jackson Dart, I think I said it on the air. I said it to Sean. I said, I'm taking the Giants. I think they're going to win this game outright. Well, the week has gone on, and my opinion has completely flipped. Completely flipped. There are just a lot of little things I don't like. I don't like it. And some of the things I don't even like may not even be true. Like, report, because you, Tiki, laid it out beautifully earlier about, well, some of the players aren't happy about how they found out. And that, of course, led to the famous, now famous, little bitches comment. The 10 hours with Brian Daboll, which, again, Jackson already came out and said, not true. Just a lot of things around this are making me uneasy. I just have to admit this. I said to you on Tuesday when they made this decision, it feels like desperation. You could tell me all day Russ deserved to be benched. You're right. That Russ isn't great. You're right. But a lot of it felt desperate. And as I sit here on this Friday, I feel that way. And I think he's going to struggle. All I hear about is Jesse Minter's defense, Jesse Minter's defense. I think Jackson Dart's going to have a really tough time. And I think the Giants are going to have a really tough time. And I think the Chargers are going to cover the number. So I'm sorry. It is not personal. It is not trolling. It's not trying to be a bad guy. Sean will tell you what I say early in the week.
Yeah, you thought they would win.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be an ugly Sunday at MetLife Stadium. I'm sorry for that. But who knows? Maybe you'll be distracted by the Mets having an uglier Sunday. Give me the Chargers laying the 6.5 at MetLife Stadium against the Giants. So I'm taking two favorites and a dog. The Chiefs getting the 2.5. The Texans laying the 7.5. And yes, unfortunately, the L.A. Chargers destroying the Jackson Dart debut game, laying the 6.5. Tommy Lugauer.
All right, game number one for me. I went after this team last week. I'm going after them again. If the New England Patriots didn't turn the ball over, what, 5 or 6 times, they would have absolutely blitzed the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Top of the morning in London, 9:30 kick. I believe the Minnesota Vikings have the 3rd best coaching staff in the NFL. So quite frankly, I don't care who's playing quarterback. Their defense is ferocious. Brian Flores is as good as it gets as a DC. And they're going to show old man Rodgers how rough this trip really is. Going to need a few Guinnesses after the game, Teak. I'm going to lay Minnesota here, -2.5, game number one for me. Game number two. The Chicago Bears look like the team everybody thought they would be going into the season with new head coach Ben Johnson. But like we saw with the Giants, the Cowboys' defense would make any quarterback look good. And I think the Bears are going to be a trendy pick here in Vegas against the Raiders. Ah, oh, Geno stinks. Las Vegas is horrible. The Raiders are favored in this game, which I think is very telling. I'm going to take the Raiders laying the 1.5 against the very overrated Chicago Bear team for game number two. Game number three. I'll put a disclaimer out here. I'm totally being a homer and taking this with my heart because I agree with everything Evan said. I think Jackson Dart's being put in a very difficult spot here against one of the best head coaches in the league. Justin Herbert is the NFL MVP through the first 3 weeks. Keenan Allen has been sensational, the defense, everything, and they learn how to win games. The Chargers don't charge her anymore. I'm picking the Giants. I'll take the 6, but it's a total pick with my heart because I want to see our future do well and I want to love football for the next 10 to 15 years. So give me the Giants. +6 for my third pick here in week 4 on our picks. But Evan will probably ultimately be right.
Will I?
I hope not.
Listen, sometimes gut feelings in football aren't even based on reality. Yeah. And I admit, because a lot of the things I laid out, like, does it really matter if they met for 10 hours or not? No.
It just doesn't feel smooth. It feels like there's a lot of noise for no reason.
Correct.
Just stupidity.
Yes.
Like, really abject stupidity.
And,
go ahead.
And I don't know who to blame for that. Right. Like, I'm not even saying it's anyone's fault, but it just feels so clunky that I don't think it ends well.
Unless it's a good distraction.
Serious question here. Would we rather see Jackson Dart put up a monster game, go toe-to-toe with Herbert, but the Giants lose? Or Dart stinks and the Giants win like 13-10?
Giants win.
I think the win is more important.
Win. Gotta win, baby.
Yeah, because if he stinks, it's like, okay, he's a rookie. He's supposed to.
And you won despite it.
And they won despite it.
Exactly.
And so that means that you actually have a good team.
Absolutely. Says a lot more about, A, where this season can go right. and where he can
and
grow
it's
from.
It's not him being the hero. So if he throws for 320 and three touchdowns, maybe an interception in there, rushes for another touchdown and has 50 yards, you're going to say, well, geez, he was the difference.
100%.
And so you got to rely on him now for the rest of the season. And it's hard for rookies to do that.
No question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.